Support for this podcast and the following messages comes from Texas Mutual Insurance Company, proud to support the many Texas businesses who make safety their number one priority in the workplace. More information about safety-focused workers' comp available at WorkSafeTexas.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Johnny Tan, author of From My Mama's Kitchen, Food for the Soul, Recipes for Living. Welcome to From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio Show. My guest for this morning is Marie Jagopoulos. She is an intuitive messenger, spiritual teacher, and a rapid transformational therapy practitioner. Marie also has an extensive background in the healing arts, metaphysical studies, and spiritual communication. Marie and I will be having a conversation about how rapid transformational therapy can assist anyone in reconditioning their subconscious mind and create new healthy imprints that will help them live a life free from illness, dysfunction, addiction, or struggle of any kind. Good morning, Marie. Welcome to From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on the show, Johnny. I truly appreciate it.
Wonderful, wonderful. It is a pleasure to have you on the air with me. I am extremely excited to learn more about rapid transformational therapy and all the benefits the program offers. So let us start by getting to know you a little bit better. Please give us a quick walkthrough of your life from childhood to the present moment.
Okay, I'll try to keep it short. We all probably come from, you know, some form of dysfunction in our family, and so mine wasn't that different from many, I'm sure. I grew up in a family that was struggling with alcoholism. My father was an alcoholic. His mother was an alcoholic. His aunts were alcoholics. And there was a lot of emotional and physical and even sexual abuse going on in our family. And so there was a lot of dysfunction. And I developed chronic illness very young in my life. My mother actually was quite ill too during her lifetime. She died very young at 42 of cancer after my parents got divorced when I was 10. And she suffered from cancer from the time about 35 on. Her mother actually died as well at 42 of cancer. My sister, you know, also died at 43 of complications with diabetes. My father had chronic diabetes as well from the time he was 26 and continued to drink throughout his life. And so there was a lot of, you know, dysfunction going on, a lot of codependency, and I developed chronic sinusitis and asthma very, very young in my life. And in my mid-30s, it began to get very debilitating where I couldn't breathe, I couldn't function. I was on so many steroids. I'd had multiple operations for sinuses to help to heal that, but I was in a chronic state of, you know, having viruses and infections.
Mm-hmm.
And also, just my bones were, at 38 years old, my bones were already starting to show signs of osteopenia. And so I was sitting there taking time off work, just very depleted. I'd taken 2 months off work, of my previous career in fashion design. And I was laying on the couch, and I was saying to myself, I just said, you know, I'm not going to die young like my mother. This is not going to happen to me. And so I really felt deep in my heart that there was another way to heal myself. I just knew that I had to do something different. And so then I went on a path of trying to heal myself from all of this with alternative, you know, medicine. I started out with naturopathic healing, you know, vitamins and minerals and doing all the herbal things, and then that led me into Reiki, which is an energy healing arts, which as I studied Reiki up into the master teacher level, I started to open up psychically during that time. But I also was like a kid in a candy store. I just was loving all of this. I started to take all, you know, learn all kinds of different healing modalities and mm-hmm. learn about metaphysics and the mind-body connection and why I was, you know, sick all the time. What was the underlying cause? It was always my focus. What is the underlying causation? And so I studied and went on retreats and began to grow spiritually. And through all of that, I was able to heal my asthma and my chronic sinusitis and develop an understanding of the mind-body connection and how to help to heal others, but also open up more psychically to my gifts and my passion, and of course my purpose to assist others in their journey of spiritual growth and spiritual awakening, because it truly has been a story of spiritual awakening through those sacred wounds of childhood, mm-hmm. through healing those wounds and those layers of those wounds. And RTT, you know, is just one of those, rapid transformational therapy is just one of those modalities that can really provide rapid success for people who are suffering from all kinds of lifetime issues, not just health issues. But today we're focusing on that. So.
Very interesting. Was there anyone in your family that basically has the same gift as you have in terms of spirituality?
Well, I would say that my mother was psychic as well. She was always interested back then, and the Ouija board was really big. You know, she was always mm-hmm. had an understanding that, you know, spirits existed and that you could connect with them. My sister was also a healer as well. She took care of ferrets, rescued ferrets, and would provide healing for them. She studied Reiki as well. So she had great compassion for the animal kingdom. And really, you know, my brother and my father, the masculine side of it, they weren't too connected to that. But I also had an Uncle Peter on my father's side who was very into crystals and, you know, understanding the power of nature. He would actually climb up into the trees and sit in the trees with his crystals. He would put crystals over his car and stuff. So he was very interested in that kind of stuff as well.
I see. Was there something special that you experienced as a child that sort of kind of gave you the roadmap towards your spirituality?
Yeah, I think traveling through, you know, all of the dysfunction in my family, especially the death of my mother, and mm-hmm. seeing her, you know, suffer the way that she did, but also, you know, it was hard for me to relate back then to her because I just saw a great amount of self-pity during her process. And, you know, here's a person who was so struggling with cancer, had half of her lung, her breast removed, half of her lung removed, and then continued to smoke afterwards and take, you know, back into the addiction of it all. And she, you know, married, remarried after my father, another very, you know, abusive man, another alcoholic mm-hmm. who abused her physically and stuff. So for me, it really, that dysfunction really catalyzed my desires inside of myself to move towards my goals and to honor myself. And so I, at some point, cut off communication with my mother because I just couldn't be pulled down into the negativity, and I had to focus on becoming strong myself. So, you know, mm-hmm. focus on school and getting a career and being able to make it in the world and function, because she battled with poverty and things of that nature while she, you know, after the divorce. While on the other side, my father was very well off, took good care of us, of course, provided for us shelter, and I have a stepmother who was there to help us to kind of show us the way how to be more stable in the world. And mm-hmm. I think through that strength and through that stability, I was able to see two sides of a coin and then choose which one I wanted. And so through all the things that I saw that I didn't want, because my father was very strict, he was in denial, he was, you know, of course, sometimes very brutally honest, and, you know, oftentimes while we were young, mistreating us verbally and, of course, physically as well. And so there was a lot of anger. There was a lot of that inside of me that fueled my fire for success in the world. And so I'm, you know, was very deliberate in going forward in becoming very stable so that I could get out of that dysfunction and function on my own. I think, too, you know, I was born with the astrological sign of Sagittarius, so Sagittarius has that inner scholar and that existentialist inside of them too. And so for me, I was always seeking, you know, outside. Like I was interested in palmistry, I was interested in numerology, I was interested in astrology and things of that nature that could tell me the story of my soul. And so I really was delving into things that I knew I was passionate about very early, even as a young girl. I knew, you know, at eight, I said I will be a fashion designer or a singer. And so I chose the fashion design route, and from then on, I went towards that goal and completed it. So I would say that, in part, my mother was a catalyst for change for me, because just by all the things that I didn't want to be, and then taking also the gold nuggets of unconditional love that she, you know, shared with us as often as she could as well. And then my father, you know, providing me the structure and the understanding of getting your education and getting well grounded in the world in order to function and provide for yourself all the things that you need, you know, to be stable and able to move through the world with more ease. At least one piece of it.
That's such a beautiful story, and I'm so glad you took time to kind of walk us through. It's interesting in the sense that we are all perfect in our own ways, living in an imperfect world, and you seem to be able to be guided by your spirits, by your guides, and you found a groove early enough in life to really took off in a certain journey that brought you to where you are today. And that brings me to the next question. When did you become interested in rapid transformational therapy?
Well, last year I was really just turning inward a lot and discovering, you know, who I wanted to be more in the world, my next grandest vision of myself and where I wanted to go, and really trying to overcome, too, some hormonal imbalances as well that were going on as I, you know, hit my menopause age. And then I happened to listen to a free teleseminar from Mind Valley, which I just love Mind Valley. If you guys are not familiar with them, they are great. And they always put forth the best teleseminars filled with content. And I discovered Marissa Peer, who is, of course, the founder and the creator of Rapid Transformational Therapy, through Mind Valley. And I was just intrigued. I was intrigued by her power of presence. I was intrigued by, you know, all the background information and all the results that she was seeing and the way that she laid it all out. And so it drew me in, and I just went inward and asked, you know, is RTT something for me that would really benefit me now in my journey, in my career, and for my own personal growth? And, you know, I got a big yes on that. So I followed through on that and, you know, just delved into it and went full force into the training and then the practice, as I do everything full force.
Wonderful. So what is rapid transformational therapy?
Well, rapid transformational therapy is a very thorough and unique process that can assist people in changing the meaning and the interpretation behind the scenes in your mind, or what we call memory imprints, that are attached to a particular struggle in your life. These memory imprints, they're typically born from experiences in this lifetime or others, if you believe in past lives, that create sort of behavioral responses that are negative or dysfunctional or cause illness in your body. And so RTT really assists people in reconditioning the subconscious mind so that new patterns are created, new healthy imprints, so that the client can live, you know, free from illness and struggle.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like I mentioned before, it was developed by Marissa Peer, who trained and certified me among many. And she developed this over a period of 30 years of practice as a psychotherapist and a hypnotherapist. She also studied NLP, which is another type of healing modality as well. But RTT uses the positive effects of hypnotherapy, regression therapy, and hypnotic conditioning, coupled with a very unique process that she uses to uncover the role, the purpose, the function, and the intent of the memory imprints in anybody's, you know, lifetime, in any of the lifetimes. So I've always believed that the cure or the solution to every life issue can be accessed within you, especially a health issue. I've always thought that, you know, we're wise beings, we're creator beings born from Source, and we have all of the powers of Source, too, inside of us, and we have all of the knowing. So I just knew that there was something inside of me that once it was unveiled, I would be free from chronic illness, that there were, you know, emotional and mental patterns or interpretations of what happened to me when I was younger or in other lifetimes that were possibly unresolved. And, of course, I used many methods to heal myself, and they're all perfect and divine. But RTT just happens to be a way that we can go inward and allow that big why or the meaning mm-hmm. surrounding any issue to be revealed to us and then integrated back into the whole. So I do see this work as a sort of soul integration work that helps develop the human psyche and guide what I call fragmented parts of ourself, of our psyche, back into wholeness. And of course, knowing the big why underneath an issue really does liberate us. It liberates our subconscious programming that is attached to the issue. And it often frees our repressed emotions in a very gentle, safe way so that they can be forever resolved. But know, too, that this therapy, that there is no need to relive anything either. I often suggest that the individual will and can be, you know, the conscious observer of any scenes that come up mm-hmm. so that they can honor those emotions and purposely, of course, express them. Because all emotions are really meant to be felt. They're meant to be honored and they're meant to be expressed adequately enough so that one can heal. When they're not, they're stuffed, you know, in our body, in our organs, in our cells, in our DNA sometimes. And so this work, you know, especially what we're going to do here today, the command cell therapy, actually can help all the way down to the DNA and the genetics too.
Very interesting. What is the number one challenge as a practitioner of RTT when you encounter someone that not necessarily have doubts, but there's a fear involved of committing to such a therapy?
Yeah, I say the challenge there is really about clearly communicating to them their potential and understanding that even if you don't think that you can be hypnotized or do this work, there are ways and processes within the work that will help them to overcome those doubts. So I like to be a very clear communicator of the potential of the mind to heal itself and, you know, relax people into the structure of the session and to understanding, you know, exactly what the session is about and what we're doing here. I think education, of course, is the best thing, and knowing that hypnosis, you know, means many things to many people. But hypnosis is very easy to do, and I've had many clients, you know, of course, who have come in and felt like they could not be hypnotized, but they ended up going really, really deep into hypnosis. So,
okay, you didn't use any frying pan to hit them or anything like that, right?
No, I didn't use any frying pan to hit them. No, because, you know, I always invite their spirit, their higher self in this session with them. Of course, I ask them what their belief system is and what terminology they want to use in that and honor that. But they are, you know, in a very safe environment to reveal these sides of themselves. And I say sometimes the challenge is, you know, people will often freeze in session. And I know it's because there's something inside of them that is afraid perhaps to reveal what is underneath, you know. And so I usually take them through a little bit of a process to help them to go deeper into the relaxation, deeper into that space of the heart, and allow them to just relax into their very clear knowing and their divine intelligence that can come forward very easily. And it works every single time.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, it works every single time so far.
That's wonderful. Can you describe a typical RTT session for us?
Yeah, so the RTT session is about 1.5 to 2 hours. I always like to allow 2 hours for a first-time client because we're going through getting to know each other, describing the process too. So the first part of it is always the intake. There's an intake form where I have several questions that they are to answer, just a few, 3 or 4. And then during the actual session, I go over those questions, getting a little bit more detail. I always use my guidance to ask additional questions so that I can get detail around what may have happened, what they do remember in their life, and also to understand and honor what it is they want as their outcome, because their outcome is very important in this. Who are they being? What are they feeling? What are they experiencing as the new you, as the person free from this struggle? And so that all that information is then being used in the suggestion portion of the session. So first the intake, then the induction. The induction is just the portion where we're going to take you through the relaxation and just count you deeper, deeper into relaxation so that your whole body is just comfortable with where you're going. And we do a little bit during the induction, we do a little bit of a test, 1 or 2 tests, just to make sure that you are in hypnosis and you are suggestible. Then we go to the regression portion of the session, which this is the portion where I invite your spirit and your higher self to guide you if that's something that you believe in. And we take you on a journey inward back in time to really retrieve the most vivid and the vital and the most crucial memory imprints that have all to do with your struggle. And so we do at least 3 of these retrievals, sometimes more if time permits in the session and I feel guided to go into more. Sometimes we get into the regression and we find that there is an underlying core piece that we have to discover a little bit more about, and so that takes us on a sort of trail, a very inspired trail of release. And then after that, we do during the regression portion, we do a little bit of this, what's called the role, purpose, function, and intent, which is where we discover that big why underneath all of the memory imprints. And I kind of use my detective skills and my guidance to put that all together in my mind. But most of the time, I don't have to, because the client knows that deep inside themselves and reveals it to themselves, which is very powerful when they reveal it to themselves, because that in and of itself is healing. That is the revelation of their own spirit. Mm-hmm. And that provides healing for them and, of course, the impetus to move past their issues. Then the last portion of that, of the session, is the hypnotic conditioning, where we take all of the information from the memory imprints that we gathered and all the information from the intake form, and we custom make a hypnotic conditioning portion of it. And I will record this last portion, taking you back through the induction and the conditioning, so that you then have a recording that you'll listen to that is tailor-made to your specific concern with whatever was brought up from your subconscious. And you listen to this recording, you take this recording home with you and listen to it for 21 days or more. And sometimes, you know, more is guided, because you're dealing with rebuilding the body, especially with a health issue. So the 21 days is perfect for breaking a habit. Some say it's up to 66 days. But for 21 days, you can really seed the subconscious mind with a new inspiration and the new memory imprints that you want to create. And it's a great way to actually visualize, because I typically, in the hypnotic conditioning, will ask you to imagine yourself in this new outcome, and we put in there all of the detail. So this is a creative process as well. As you're listening to this for 21 days, you're creating and rebuilding a new image of yourself.
Fantastic. By the way, you're listening to From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio. Our podcasts are available on Apple's iTunes, Stitches Radio, Blueberry Podcasting, and TuneIn Radio. I'm Johnny Tan, your host, and my guest is Marie Jagopoulos. She is an intuitive messenger, spiritual teacher, and a rapid transformational therapy practitioner. Marie and I are having a conversation about how RTT can assist anyone in reconditioning their subconscious mind and create new healthy imprints that will help them live a life free from illness, dysfunction, addiction, or struggle of any kind. Marie, what type of results have you seen using this modality?
Well, first let me just talk about results in general, because there are three ways that the results can actually present. That's immediate, cumulative, or retroactive. And, of course, everybody wants to have immediate results, so I do my best to include that in the hypnotic conditioning, that you will begin to see immediate results. With health concerns, I find that people will begin to see some immediate results, but also will have a cumulative effect, because you're rebuilding and restructuring the body, you know, the cells and everything. Mm-hmm. That takes time, of course. Then the retroactive results are kind of like those people who walk away and go, I don't know if this really worked for me, but weeks or months down the road, all of a sudden they're seeing the results and they go, wow, I didn't even realize that I'm not doing this anymore. This isn't happening anymore. So they see a retroactive result, because perhaps the conditioning needed to come with, you know, the 21 days and then following through on some things provided extra healing for them. So, you know, I've had people who have had great success. I had one person who was really procrastinating for such a long time on cleaning her house, and it was just piling up. I mean, it was just gotten to the point where she just couldn't even look at it anymore, and she just kept procrastinating. We did a session together, and she actually went all the way back into the womb and discovered some things about, you know, not being good enough and not being lovable, and of course things about perfectionism and things of that nature. And as soon as, you know, she completed the session the next day. She was there cleaning her house. She had so much energy to organize and get going. I had another person, again, with procrastination in work and in her career as a soul coach and soul guide. And she went deep, deep into the womb as well. And she even brought up, a sort of archetypal part of herself to work with as well. And she had amazing results and is now just working and getting out there and doing her sacred workout in community right afterwards. I had another person who was having lifetime issue with her sister and just struggling with, you know, being able to communicate and just not feeling loved and, you know, able to even be with her. And she came in and she went into also way back into the womb and past lives as well. And she ended up going on a vacation with her sister right afterwards, just feeling so much love for her. So, we've had spiritual people too who have come in, and that's really, you know, my niche too is working with people who want to spiritually awaken, who felt blocked to their gifts, blocked to, you know, their connection with spirit. And I had one woman who went all the way back into many past lives that had to do with misuse of her power, as misuse of her psychic gifts, and that being perpetrated upon her as well as her doing that as well. And so this really opened her up to be able to sort of retrieve those parts of herself and go into deep forgiveness and heal all of that. So it's different for everyone. You never know what's going to come up, and you have to be ready to sort of deal with whatever does come up. And that's where my guidance, you know, my intuitive guidance comes in. I always call in the higher self of the being that I'm working with. And, of course, my higher self, they work together as a team along with our I Am Presence to really guide me through the session so that they can have the easiest session there, you know, possible for them.
Fantastic. We have a few people online. Apparently, they have been with you as a client, and so perhaps we can get them to share their thoughts about the program. So we're going to start off with Kathy. Kathy, are you with us?
I am with you. I just unmuted.
Fantastic. So tell us a little bit about yourself and what are your thoughts about RTT?
Well, I'm also a healer. I have another modality that I use. And using that, I had not been able to take care of this issue. First, I have to tell you, I've known Marie for a number of years, and she has always been one of the most amazing women I have ever known. No matter what she undertook, she did it so beautifully. And this particular modality that she's now using, I think is perfect. Perfect for her because she's so intuitive. Her gifts are amazing, and they allow her to, I think, probably do more than a lot of practitioners can do, because she does have this connection to her guides, to source, to her higher self, to my higher self, and can use that to, like she said, to guide her and to ask those questions and to know, really kind of literally intuitively know what's going on. So it was a wonderful experience for me. And a little bit about that, I had a problem with my mother who passed a number of years ago. And it turns out it went back several past lives, but literally I never felt I was good enough. I was the oldest of three daughters. I was labeled the bad child, the wild child, the one that was always in trouble. And no matter what I did, they always brought up the bad stuff. None of my good stuff ever registered, it seemed like, to me during my lifetime. So, it finally got to a point where I couldn't take it anymore. And it resurfaced. I would, just as Marie talked, I had stuffed that down and literally thought I had cleared it a long time ago. But then it just came up with a vengeance. And it was not fun, not fun. So when I got the opportunity to have this session with Marie, I was so excited. And I want to say I'm one of those that didn't believe I could be taken under. It never really happened before. And Marie, let me just say something. She is, she has this ability to calm one, to speak in such, her voice is so gorgeous. And she comes from her heart, there's no doubt about it. And she creates this safe, supportive environment, this little womb kind of thing, this place for you. And her, I think, like I said, her greatest gift is her intuitive ability. So she knows how to make one comfortable. I didn't feel like I had to relive any of this stuff. And actually, even in looking at the past lives, I wasn't upset about them. I could objectively kind of watch them and observe them and describe them. All right, let's go. At any rate, and I also, just to speak to what she said earlier, I didn't think I went under very, you know, I really didn't know what happened. I mean, I was paying attention. I remember the past lives. I remember the regression part. I remember relaxing. And then it wasn't until I got the recording later that I heard the rest of it.
Mm-hmm,
and
I
don't know. Maybe she hit me over the head with the frying pan. I know she didn't. But I may have gone to sleep. I'm not sure. Or I just went really, really deep.
Yeah.
But here's what happened. Literally, I was the first incident was in the womb when I realized my mother didn't really, she wasn't at that time prepared to have me. So she really didn't want me. I knew it. I could feel it. And that was very hurtful. And then we went back. I don't even know how far back it went. And I remember experiences where I was, and I may be like the person she was describing. I've been a healer for many, many times, many lifetimes. And she would turn me in and punish me. So I would be executed. My hands were cut off once, and I would be, you know, just tortured. And I will say that I know that there were other lifetimes where I did this to her as well. So it was a back and forth. But I only really remembered these when I did a session with Marie. And I remember being young in another lifetime and running away and being in prison or in jail, whatever, the kind of a dungeon thing. And her coming and visiting me the night before I was to be killed and just describing how it was going to happen, just being horrible, making it, you know, heightening the terror. So there was just so much of this that carried forward into this lifetime. And then, you know, I played right into it, became the bad child. Like I did. I was kind of wild when I was young. But there was no reason for me to continue to feel, especially since she's passed, that I was a bad person. And that she still thought I was a bad person for whatever reason, or unable to do it, or lazy. She had all sorts of things she said about me. And
right.
So literally, gosh, it was a beautiful experience to do this with Marie. I was comfortable. I walked in crying just because I was upset about it. But shortly thereafter, I calmed down. And when I was done, I felt tired. I wanted to go home and take a nap, but I felt very relaxed and just wonderful. But the real payoff for me, or I shouldn't say even payoff, but what convinced me, besides the fact that I no longer had these, was listening to the recording. And I did listen to it. I listened to it more than once a day sometimes. And that was so helpful. It literally, it's like going back into it with her. It's like having another session. And then you're reminded, and her intuitive ability and the words that she uses, the way she says it is just, it's therapeutic in itself. It's the key, I think. And the way she was able to describe what was going on with me and who I really was. And this is what I had to find out when I listened to the recording, because I didn't remember it because I was asleep or out or something at the very end. But it was just beautiful. And since then, I have to say that I'm sure a lot of us have got old family issues. This issue truly does seem to have resolved. I don't feel that anymore. I feel more, I don't know, just, I feel like a, just more capable, more helpful, more to other people, like a better person. I've taken that label off. That label that Mom gave me is gone.
It's a very successful session that you have with Marie. So that was totally excellent. Thank you for sharing that.
Yes, thank you for all those words. Oh, I feel so much love for you, and I'm so blessed to have you on the show. I really, really appreciate you and all my clients. They're blessings to me. They really are. So thank you for
that.
Thank
you so much, Marie.
Thank you. Next, we have Bonita. Bonita, would you like to share your experience?
Yes. Hi. Hello.
Hi,
Marie.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Are you kidding? This is my pleasure. I had the best experience with Marie. And I've got to tell you, I'm, you know, a peer professional of Marie's in comparable work. So I'm kind of, you know, I'm very on work that people do to me. I was blown away by every aspect of my experience with Marie. She was very soothing in her persona. She had, you know, she's amazing with hypnosis. Really, really, like her ability to combine guiding someone on a spirit journey with, you know, soothing energy coming from a distance with technical hypnosis, you know, program there. It was like, it was multifaceted or multi-layered experience. And she, I think the biggest issue is just trusting completely. Because with this sort of experience, you want to get out of your head and just let it go. If she asks a question, just answering immediately without thinking about it, because you're gut instinct knows the truth, and you don't want to like analyze it, because then you corrupt the truth before it gets out of your mouth. So Marie inspires trust and faith. I tapped memories from past lives, from this life, you know, and brought in a full connective situation. And what was really amazing to me is not just aspects of myself that she showed me, but Marie works on such a higher energetic plane. As soon as we got off the phone, like an hour later, beneficial coincidences started coming into my life. Like someone that I had been searching for years, that I've been wanting to get in touch with, called me 1 hour after I got off the phone with Marie. Strange, like beneficial energy is just flowing into my life. And of course, I listened to the recording that Marie gave me every day, and it made a difference. It just made me feel more full and complete, and that allowed, you know, the micro tensions that we pick up from the stresses and anxieties of everyday life to release. It was, I'm still listening to it. I don't listen to it every day, but at least 3 times a week. And each time I listen to it, I get kind of hypnotized, and I'm like, oh, wow, I don't remember this part. I'm like, how can I listen to this 30, 40 times and be amazed like it's fresh each time?
Fantastic.
Do you mind sharing what it is that you were struggling with, and, you know, what you've seen happen for you?
Yeah. I was dealing with some issues of poor self-esteem, of feeling like I'm undeserving of good things in life, and self-sabotage, which is a difficult issue to take to others, because, you know, I run a successful business. So, you know, and I'm a very, you know, I teach classes, I lead presentations, so people see me as being full of a sense of self-value. Mm-hmm. But like everyone else, I've got the little wounds and injuries that we pick up in life. As long as I could remember, I've always thought of myself as being undeserving of anything good.
Mm-hmm.
And everything good in my life has come by my thwarting that impulse within myself. Mm-hmm. So Marie helped me go back to a past life, several past lives, one of which where I was like imprisoned in a war cell and I was chained. There was like no way to escape. There was no option other than I was going to die in shackles in this windowless cell. And like even talking about it, I can like go right back there, the smell, mm-hmm. the feeling, you know. And I was 19 years old and I thought I was going to be a great warrior. And instead I was just like dying this foul, you know, end of life mm-hmm. situation. And then there was another life where I was a Mongolian woman, and I was riding my horse through some grass plains when some men grabbed me and brutalized me and killed me. But the difference between the two lives was with that woman, while the end of the life was like pretty awful, as I lay there dying, I knew that the animals would come and eat my remains. I returned to this sense of oneness with the planet. There was no sense mm-hmm. of anything distressing or negative. It was all becoming very peaceful and returning to the energy of the earth.
Yeah. I always get tingled when you talk about that, because it's just, you know, sometimes they're not negative imprints that come up. Sometimes they're very beautiful, loving imprints that come up to show you just how connected you are, just how beautiful the cycle of life, of birth and death is, you know, and how powerfully knowing you are about that. Yeah.
Right. And it was so amazing that both of these lives had rather distressing ends that they had no control over, and yet one of them chose to take all of this to her higher sense of being. And that gave me a very freeing experience in my heart. It literally felt like layers of debris were falling off of the exterior of my heart mm-hmm. with this. And then Marie took me to my higher self, like my total state of being. And my higher self was like just expressing love,
mm-hmm.
you know, and joy, and reminding us that we are all created from love. So to live in love is to be true to ourselves. And that just, it was very, very freeing, very special to be reminded
very
that
profound.
Wow.
Very profound for me, too, as I, you know, and I take extensive notes while you guys are, you know, saying what you're saying and experiencing what you're experiencing so that I can use the specific phrasing. In this case, it was very unique that, you know, your higher self, we were asking your higher self to help you, so your higher self just came in, you know, to do the work with you and to speak on your behalf and answer the questions, which was beautiful because they were the profoundly shifting phrases and words and, you know, vibrations, because every word has its own vibration, you know, and it was just mm-hmm. so healing. It was healing for me.
I'm so glad.
Yeah,
it was extraordinary, the doors that Marie opens for us. And I think each person who works with her will have the unique experience that is best for them, for their well-being.
Fantastic. Well, Bonita, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts. I really appreciate that. And let me take the third caller who wants to share her experiences with us. Phyllis, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Wonderful. Please tell us about your experience.
Oh, my gosh. Working with Marie is such a blessing. It just almost makes me want to cry that she reached out to so many people and wanting to help others with her gift from her heart. I have suffered from depression, gosh, since I was probably a young teenager and never really understood why. And I'm 53 now. I've been on medication since my late 20s. And there's nothing in my life to be sad about. I have a loving family, great kids, wonderful parents, never have been abused in my life, you know. So, you know, hearing all the other stories of people that have gone through tumultuous things is like, why am I so sad? What am I lacking? Why don't I want to be here? So through this guided hypnosis meditation, and just like the lady said before me, that you have to go with your first instinct, I had never thought of these thoughts prior to going in this session that my higher self was feeding me. I had never thought about these three individuals from a past life that fueled how I'm feeling now. I went back to Roman days, and I was a victim of amnesia from an accident. Then I went to a child in the late 40s, early 50s, and my around 10 being abandoned and unloved. Then I went back to the colonial days of feeling a spouse being killed, and I couldn't cope, so I committed suicide.
Yeah.
So out of these three instances, I guess I was guided. I felt these individuals meld with me, with their energy, to where we could be whole again, to where I am worthy of love, or that I can feel that there is love around me, and that I shouldn't worry about the loss. But I had always felt lost, either due to a loss of a love or having amnesia or whatever the situation. Well, after our session and finding out little bits of helping others during these sessions, I was very tired that day. When I woke up the next day, I did not feel as heavy or as burdened with depression or unloving thoughts. So it has really helped guide me to think about what has happened in the past, even though I was veiled from it, and how to at least reach forward and not feel so down. There are other aspects I want to go back and work with Marie and see if she can't help a few other things, like the lady that has the cluttered house she spoke with in the beginning. I can certainly relate.
I think we all can relate to that.
Yeah, very much. It's like I was just at a point I didn't want to be here anymore. It felt more burdensome to be here than to not be here. So I'm very blessed that she reached out and that I felt that call and reached out, because it helped me tremendously.
Okay.
It really did. I don't feel as depressed.
Oh,
and
I'm so happy
that's a big thing, where you don't feel like crying at every commercial, or that you just don't feel so. And I found to where I'm awake a little more. I had talked with her about my sleep patterns, and they're always off. I'm sometimes awake during the night, and I'll sleep during the day. But it has gotten better since our session together, and I'm hoping that it will continue to get better.
Fantastic. Thank you for sharing that. Marie, do you have any comments?
Well, you know, your specific case was so beautiful, because there was all those lifetimes had a thread of this hopelessness in it, and that really is a part of, you know, depression. One of the number one, you know, underlying causes of depression is this sort of sense of hopelessness, but going really deep, almost to every struggle underneath the struggle, common denominator exists of not feeling good enough, not feeling like you're enough in the world, or not feeling lovable. And so you had a beautiful, you know, remembrance of all those pieces of you and there was great forgiveness and healing light that came in, as you know, you were just had all this imagery that came in to help you and support you in that reclaiming of hope for yourself too. And it's such a wonderful thing that you even want to move forward on your house and do something there, because that is, you know, a sign of change occurring, that you're ready to do that. You're ready to go there, which is beautiful.
Well, thank you, Phyllis, for sharing your thoughts. We truly appreciate you.
Thank you very, very much.
You're listening to From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio. Our podcasts are available on Apple's iTunes, Stitcher's Radio, Blueberry Podcasting, and TuneIn Radio. My guest is Marie Jagopoulos. She is an intuitive messenger, spiritual teacher, and a rapid transformational therapy practitioner. Marie and I are having a conversation about how RTT can assist anyone in reconditioning their subconscious mind and create new healthy imprints that will help them live a life free from illness, dysfunction, addiction, or struggle of any kind. I am your host, Johnny Tan. Marie, what is command cell therapy?
So command cell therapy is one of the processes within RTT that we use specifically for people who have health issues. It's also coupled with the healing vortex. Today we're just going to do, because of time constraints, the command cell therapy portion of it. But it really is bringing you down into a deep, deep relaxation and a space of high suggestibility where you can begin to command your cells and your body systems, direct them and instruct them to begin to function back into the perfect coding, the original coding of your perfect health or your potential for perfect health. And so it can go deep, deep into the cells, into the DNA, into the bodily systems. And then we tag on the end of that the healing vortex, which is a beautiful way of bringing in light to support, to continue to support the healing and eradicating and cleansing of all of those negative energies, imprints, and thoughts, and anything tied to it emotionally or mentally. So it's a way of commanding your body to continue to thrive and continue to go back to its original, you know, blueprint, its original potential for perfect health. I've just used it myself this morning, and I'm, you know, breathing a little bit better today. I had a little bit of an allergy thing going on, and I decided, well, let me use my command cell therapy.
Well, let's do a session.
Yes.
Let's do
Perfect.
A session.
Let's do that. Let's do that.
Okay. All right. Okay. So is everyone ready?
Let me just tell everyone to just sit comfortably. You can lay on the floor if you want. Just support your head with a pillow. Make sure that your hands and your arms are uncrossed. And I will, you know, take you through it. Know, too, that everybody is hypnotizable. That, you know, I created my own word there, but everybody can go into hypnosis because it's just really a state of relaxation. It's a state of alpha brain state. We do this when we're reading, right before we fall asleep, we go into this. When we're driving a car, sometimes inappropriately, we go into this this thing. Or, you know, if you're a crocheter, you do this too. So it's very easy to get into a very relaxed state, and that's all we're doing here. So just relax and get settled, and we'll get started.
Okay, wonderful. Should I play the music now?
Yeah, go ahead. So I want everybody to just start with their eyes open, and you're going to put your eyeballs up towards your eyebrows. And you're just going to breathe deeply with your eyes open and your eyeballs pointed upward. Breathing in and out through your nose, three long inhales and exhales. And any blinking in your eyes is a sign of hypnosis coming upon you. And just breathe and relax. And on the third exhale, you can close your eyelids, but just keep your eyes pointed upward. And any fluttering in your eyes when your eyes are closed is natural. It's a sign of REM. It's a sign of hypnosis coming upon you, that you're entering into alpha state. So just breathe and relax. Breathe and go deeper. And just let go. Listening to the sounds of the music and allowing them to wash over you. And now you can bring your eyes down to a natural position. And I want you to just imagine that you have a flight of 10 steps before you, as if you're peering down these steps. And as I count backwards from 10 to 1, you are going to see, hear, and feel your feet as best as you can stepping on these steps. And you will just go deeper and deeper into relaxation with each and every step. So now taking step 10 and just going deeper and deeper into relaxation. And now step 9, every muscle, every nerve ending just going limp and relaxing as you sink deeper and deeper into relaxation. And now step 8, remembering that with every exhale you will just sink deeper and deeper into relaxation, where every muscle, every nerve ending just lets loose and you go deeper. And now step 7, going even deeper and deeper into relaxation. And now every time that I snap my fingers, you will also go deeper and deeper into relaxation. And now step 6, going even deeper. And step 5, just listening to the music and breathing and relaxing and allowing yourself to just go deeper, sink deeper and deeper. And now step 4, and just breathing and relaxing and allowing the drifting feeling to come upon you. And step 3, going even deeper and deeper into relaxation, just letting go. Letting every muscle, every nerve ending just relax, go limp. And now step 2, going even deeper and deeper into relaxation. And step 1, going 10 times deeper and deeper into relaxation. And so remember that as you breathe and exhale, you will go deeper. And every time that I snap my fingers, you will continue to go deeper as well. So as you go deeper, you are listening to these suggestions and taking it all in with grace and ease. And as you go deeper, you're responding to a network of divine intelligence that is run by your mind. Your body is also run by this network of divine intelligence, which is completely influenced by your own mind. Your soul, your higher self, whatever you choose to call it, is there with you, just guiding you, helping you in this journey. And every cell in your body is connected to this network of intelligence, which is influenced and led by your own mind. And you have the power to heal yourself. It's innate within you from the time that you were born. You were born with a powerful mind that can choose to direct the body to heal, and the body will respond as it is part of this divine intelligence. And so as you hear my voice as a substitute for your own voice, you will sink deeper, go deeper, to a level where you can communicate with your own body, your cells, and even your DNA. You're going to a level where you can tap back into the network of your body's natural intelligence so you can come back into alignment with it. You have the power inside you to perfect your body and have amazing, excellent health, no matter what age you are. You can heal anything. You came into this planet containing the original coding and potential for perfect health within you. Every cell contains this potential of perfection. Every bodily system, like your nervous system, your immune system, your skeletal system, your digestive system, all systems, all parts of you are encoded with the divine blueprint for excellent health and well-being. All you have to do is want it, claim it, be it, and allow it to be so. Your body wants this too, because it's programmed to heal itself and return to perfect perfection, just like a cut on an arm goes to work to heal itself. All you have to do is care for it a little bit, which is what you're doing right now, caring for yourself. That cut on the arm just needs to be cared for, and then the divine intelligence goes to work to heal it. So all things are healed this way. Your mind is the creator of your bodily experience, and with focus and intent, which you're doing right now, it can be restored to excellent health. So no matter what has happened in your life or lifetimes, you have the power to command your body to be well and to heal whatever it is you want to heal. So just bring that to mind now. One thing to heal. Only one thing at this time, please. And ask your higher being to be there right now with you, assisting you in this healing and recreating of perfect health and well-being. So as you go deeper, sink deeper, you're going to communicate with your body in a very deep way. You're going to communicate with the energy of every single cell of your body. You're going to command yourselves to work perfectly and heal whatever it is that you're intending to heal, so that everything functions properly and perfectly. Everything is going to function well and in harmony with this divine intelligence. So just breathe, allow, and go deeper, drift deeper into the healing, into the allowing of that healing. And as you go deeper and deeper into this absolutely relaxed state, I am commanding, directing, instructing every part of your body to go right back, way back to its original imprint and coding of perfect health. And as you drift back and travel back and are pulled back and move back to your original imprint and coding, together we are commanding, instructing, directing your body to heal anything that needs to be healed around what you intended, to perfect anything that needs to be perfected, to repair anything that needs to be repaired. Every time I use the word command or commanding, you will sink deeper, go deeper. So again, I am commanding, instructing, and directing every part of your body associated with healing what you have intended to heal, to go back to its original coding, back to its perfect template, back, so your body can function perfectly and exactly as nature intended it to. And as I just say these words, you are building new imprints in your mind. Imprints of health and well-being. Imprints of allowing. Imprints of just sinking deeper and deeper into the relaxation and going right back to that original coding for perfect health. So I am commanding, instructing, and directing your mind, your body, your psyche even, to go back to this original coding. And as you just think about that, your brilliant subconscious mind is taking you back to its natural, healthy, thriving condition where everything functions well. And you remember just how brilliant and wise and intelligent your body, mind, and spirit are as they work in harmony with each other right now as you sink deeper, go deeper, and just breathe and allow. And you have supreme faith from this day forward in this divine intelligence, the kind of faith that moves mountains. You trust that all will be healed as you direct your consciousness toward manifesting the feeling of being well in your body, the feeling of vitality, the feeling of happiness to be alive, the feeling of pure faith and knowing that all is well and being taken care of by this divine intelligence because you asked for it and you are now allowing it. So just breathe and go deeper and allow. And while your subconscious mind remembers the perfection, it is reactivating, remanifesting, and recreating it all that you desire and more. As your subconscious mind remembers, reactivates, and remanifests and recreates the perfection, your conscious mind is forgetting all those old issues and anything that was activated or caused this illness, this disease, or dysfunction. It will no longer affect you from this day forward. You will begin to see immediate results, and the results will add on to it each and every day, getting better and better, healthier and healthier as you listen back to this recording. You are free from it forever. You are remembering everything that you need to remember and forgetting everything that you need to forget, everything that no longer serves your body, your mind, and even your spirit. You remember that you can create a state of health and well-being by directing your consciousness and mind toward the good that you see in the world, the good that you see in yourself, and the good that you see in others, and toward the knowing that all is healing and healable. So just take a moment now and breathe, and as you go deeper, your inner mind, the most driving, the most powerful, the most compelling, the most motivating part of you, is programming you, conditioning you, compelling your body and bodies right now to function perfectly. While your inner mind motivates you and compels you and programs you and directs you to function perfectly, my voice is absolutely going with you as a substitute for your voice, staying deeply embedded in you, having a powerful, permanent, all-pervasive healing impact on you from this day forward. This ability to heal yourself and this most extraordinary, powerful, rapid way, the most beneficial way, this ability that exists within yourself is commanding every cell to heal itself, and it is having a constant and consistent and ever-present impact on you right now and forever. This desire, this ability, this drive, this motivation, this commitment, this certainty, this unshakable, unwavering divine knowing that you are healing yourself right now is having such an incredible effect on you. It is overruling, overriding, and wiping out any old issues, any physical, emotional, or mental issues that need to be resolved within you. You have the power to heal yourself. It's divinely programmed within you. So just breathe and allow this most extraordinary power to heal any organ, anything physical, mental, or emotional is being healed now. And you are tapping into this power as you breathe and just allow. Just breathe and allow, knowing that you are healing all that you need to heal, creating new pictures in your mind, new images in your mind right now, changing even the biology of belief towards a positive biology of belief that I am well, I am loved, I am worthy, I am more than enough, and my body knows this. Your very biochemistry is taking that all in right now and changing you for the better right now as you just go deeper, drift deeper into the knowing that everything is in the right place at the right time to heal anything and everything that needs to be healed with grace and ease around the issue that you are here to overcome. So just breathe that all in, remembering your divine self, remembering your healthy self, imagining yourself free from this, feeling good in your body, feeling vital, feeling strong, feeling motivated to exercise and eat well and supply your body with all of the things that it needs, like healthy water and whole foods, and your vitality just comes back day by day. You have more energy. You have knowing inside of you that all is healing, and you have this patience with your body because you love your body. You love it very deeply, thanking it and having gratitude every day for all that it supplies you with, thanking and remembering just how divinely intelligent your body is as it balances, repairs, and strengthens so that you can be completely free from all the diseases that you have intended to heal. So just breathe it in and relax. Breathe and allow, and let all the negative feelings just go now. All of the energy that no longer serves you, just leaving, leaving, leaving forever. As you breathe in, just the space of complete love. Breathing and allowing. Breathing and knowing that all is well and being taken care of. So now as I just count you backwards from 5 to 1, you will become more and more awake in this room, remembering everything that was said to you here today. 5, just becoming more and more centered in the room. 4, becoming more and more awake and centered, feeling refreshed and alive. 3, wiggling your toes and your hands if you want. And 2 and 1, just coming back here right now. And just open your eyes whenever you're ready. And so you can turn the music off now.
Fantastic. Wow.
So that was a very short version of the Command Cell Therapy. And you can actually go to the webpage for the show here today. Or you can go to hearttransformations.com, that's the name of my website, /CCT, and there is a free recording there where I've recorded the entire thing. Let me just make sure I have the right website for you real quick. Yes, CCT free recording, so that's hearttransformations.com/CCT free recording. And there you will be able to access the full Command Cell Therapy hypnosis with the healing vortex for you to use on your own. It has nice background music of the Om energy, which is very healing in and of itself. So please take your time to go there and download that. I do have on that page, that same web page, sessions for you available at a special offer pricing. You can get a private 2-hour session with me for $197 just for listening to this show or the recording of the show. Regularly, my fees are $375, so that is a really good discount. Remember that the session is 1.5 hours to 2 hours, and there's a little information on that page about how we can meet. We can do it in person or over video conferencing. It works just as well that way. There's also a package of 3 sessions because this modality actually really helps people in about 1 to 3 sessions. That's where we're seeing the most benefit. So I put together a package of 3 sessions for you for $497. Again, regularly this is $797. So this is deeply discounted for you. And you can also pay that in 3 easy monthly payments of $177. I highly recommend that you do the 3 sessions, especially if you have a chronic health issue or a chronic issue that has been, you know, you've been struggling with most of your life. That way we can, you know, work purposely and in order. Again, you will receive, of course, a private recording that you'll listen to for 21 days. With each one of your sessions. So I hope you enjoyed that, and know that you can go to that page, hearttransformations.com, CCT free recording. You can also email me at marieg@hearttransformations.com anytime if you have any questions or you want to be guided to any other of my services, intuitive messaging or other types of modalities that might be more comfortable for you.
Fantastic. That's the question that I have for you. Do you offer an alternate way of working with people who don't feel comfortable with hypnosis?
Yeah, so I have, of course, intuitive messaging is beautiful as I connect with your angels and your spirit guides, and they can really bring through the broader perspective of what is unfolding with you. They can also tell you what your soul's obstacles are, what you're here to overcome. They can give you a unique perspective into what is happening, even with health issues. Now, I don't do medical intuitiveness, but I will go with your guides and speak to you about the underlying core issues or the mental component, the habits that might be associated with that or the feelings underneath that. So this can be of great benefit to people. Also do Trinity Energy Progression sessions, which is a modality that opens up to the full spectrum of divine consciousness, whereas Reiki might be just a bandwidth of the frequencies available to us. Within Trinity, all is available to us to work with, and we can actually even do soul integration work in there with a little more freedom to go into session there. So I'm happy to talk to anybody about that as well.
Who is your ideal client?
Well, my ideal client is women who are on a spiritual journey, who want to spiritually awaken but may feel blocked to their gifts. They want to live a purposeful, authentic life, and in some way they're blinded or struggling with really loving themselves more fully or feeling worthy of themselves. Anybody who's blocked to their intuition, to opening up to their connection to their heart. I do work with men who are guided to work with me as well, although I target women mostly. I'm happy to work with any men as well.
Very interesting. Do you have an exercise you can share with us real quick to show just how powerful the mind is?
Yeah, so if you just take a time right now to stand up and just put your arm out in front of you with your pointer finger extended, and I want you to twist your arm backwards, just as far as you can twist it backwards, bringing it all the way back, and then just bring it back forward again when you're done, noting the place where you stopped. And now I just want you to visualize in your mind your arm going one third further, just visualizing your mind, in your mind's eye, your arm going one third further. And so now point again and move your arm back behind you. And I just extended mine one third farther. So hopefully you got the same results with that. It's a very powerful understanding. You're not even in hypnosis, but you're directing your mind, and your body complies with it. You know, you actually can do this. I do this in yoga, visualizing myself getting into, you know, the posture, and I do it. My body does it. So this is how hypnosis works. And it works very powerfully, especially when you're in that state of suggestibility.
Fantastic. Well, Marie, since our show is about people, family, and living life, would you like to share a recipe for living with our listeners this morning?
Sure. I follow this prescription as best as I can, too, in my life. And number one is meditate every day in some way. You know, whether it's a walking meditation or sitting silently or chanting, but meditate, taking 15 to 20 minutes at least every single day to meditate and connect with your spirit. Number two, see the good in yourself, in others, and the world. Stop focusing on the bad. As you actually focus on the good in people, amazing things happen. I did this with my sister. I do this with my husband. Anytime I feel irritated with them, I go automatically to seeing the good in them, and it really switches their perspective automatically. Number three, be impeccable with your words, your thoughts, and your actions, meaning really follow the path of least resistance and really see the world through God's eyes as best as you can, using the words and the thoughts and the actions that would be loving thoughts, words, and actions that come from the space of love and not fear. Number four, practice being the eye of the hurricane, right? The eye of the hurricane is still, even though there's chaos ensuing around. And you can do this very simply by just dropping into your heart and breathing. And lastly, be conscious, be a conscious creator of your world and allow yourself that vision to unfold. So be a conscious creator in your world and allow your vision to unfold. That's it.
Fantastic, Marie. Thank you for the great recipes for living and for sharing your expertise with us this morning on From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio. To all our listeners, please join me in 3 weeks, Tuesday morning, April 24th. My guest will be Amy Newmark, the publisher and editor-in-chief for Chicken Soup for the Soul. Amy and I will be having a conversation about their latest release, Chicken Soup for the Soul, My Crazy Family, a collection of 101 stories of the wacky, lovable people in our lives. For additional information about this show and future shows, please go to fmmktalkradio.com. Thank you for listening and have a blessed week. Marie, it has been a true pleasure. Thank you again and have a blessed day.
Oh, thank you, Johnny. I so appreciate you in so many ways. May abundance be your life. Namaste.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Your mornings out right with a visit to the Albertsons Ranchers Market at Big Beat Dallas in Irving. Open 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. every Thursday through Saturday, the Ranchers Market features fresh, organic, and seasonal produce, as well as a floral market and a barista-inspired coffee shop. Every morning, you can enjoy some live music to add some fun to your shopping experience. Shop fresh and shop local at the Ranchers Market at Big Beat Dallas inside the Toyota Music Factory in Irving. Big Beat Dallas, the hottest new entertainment spot at Toyota Music Factory, is celebrating its grand opening March 29th through April 2nd. Check out the 6 dining and drinking concepts surrounded by 7 live music stages. Party from dawn till 2 a.m. Dine, drink, and dance at Big Beat Dallas, where Texas comes to play.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.